Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
31397, and be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Late great Marvin Gaye bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with Deb Calvert. She's the certified executive and sales coach. She's the author of Discover Questions Get You Connected for Professional Sellers, and the new book, Start Selling and Start Leading, right? How to make extraordinary sales.
Start leading.
Mm-hmm. And that's you got a couple of co-authors, Barry Posner and James, say his last name?
Kuzis.
James Kuzis and Deb Calvert. And that's going to be available soon. We're talking about the things that they talk about in the book, which is the difference between sales enablement and sales ennoblement. And I was mentioning the fact that it sounds like, in the last segment, it sounds like when you think of ennoblement, it's all the things that it would be in sales enablement, but making sure people recognized the humanity in all this. And, you know, you like the idea that we had to recognize that our salespeople are human beings. Our employees are humans. They've got their own personal goals. They've got their own family, their own place in this world. They're just spending time with you as an employee. Those are values. Acknowledgements, right? Those are acknowledgements of humanity. But then we have our customers. We have to do the same thing with our customers. Isn't that part of ennoblement?
It is. We need to ennoble people. Salespeople need to ennoble themselves. Sales managers and others who work with sellers should ennoble the work that sellers are doing. Sellers should be ennobling their buyers. And when you put all of that together, If we did, it would change the way that the profession of sales is viewed. I'm absolutely convinced.
What's the first step in doing ennobling work?
Well, you were just dancing around it a moment ago. The first step is to ennoble yourself by modeling the way. That's a term from the Leadership Challenge, the work of Jim Kuzis and Barry Posner that we're drawing from. And when you model the way, what you're doing is you're reconciling with yourself, inside yourself, what you stand for, what your values are, what matters to you, what your philosophy is, your leadership philosophy, your sales philosophy. And when you have that clarity for yourself, your own values become an internal compass. They tell you when to say yes and when to say no and when to draw the line. And you then can be credible because you're consistent in the way that your actions align with your values. And if you don't have that, you are always going to have a little bit of a back of your mind, subconscious feeling of things not being quite right. And I'm afraid so many sellers have that it's begun to seem as if you have to abandon your values to be in sales. And that's
mm-hmm.
just wrong.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, so when you get your people together to talk about this, because this is training, isn't it? I mean this is something you need to have conversations with your people about, right? This isn't going to be, maybe some of them are already doing it, maybe you're doing it, but if you're going to make this a theme of the company, you need to get them together and train them for this, don't you?
Absolutely. You can't just slap a statement of values up on the wall somewhere or put it on the website. That's dangerous. You put those values on the website and a buyer comes to do business with you, and then what's expressed in the actions of the seller has nothing to do. It doesn't look like those values on the website. Well, that's bad for your brand.
So what's the next step? What's the second step?
Well, so if we're talking about change, there are other leadership practices that go along with Model the Way, but let me just depart from that for a moment. You know, in sales, we want to get results. And sales managers, they are always talking to salespeople about how to get results. That's really at the top of the pyramid. You can't get results just because you say so. Activities are what drive results.
Mm-hmm.
So let's come down a level on this pyramid. What activities are going to be the ones that drive results? Great, that's deeper. Now you can tell salespeople what activities to do. That might be enablement. But if we're going to ennoble, we have to go two more layers down a pyramid. And this comes from The Emerald City, a really good book about change. But what drives activities are people's beliefs. When you're not looking, Jim, if you want me to keep doing the activity, I've got to believe for myself that there's a reason to do it. And if I don't believe that for myself, I'm going to do something different when I can get out from under your micromanaging over my shoulder view. So,
and I'll tell you something else. If your company hasn't been practicing these kinds of values and you start saying this without recognizing, hey guys, and see, I know sales organizations that have not been very noble. And mm-hmm. if you start trying to become noble, you need to say that, you need to say, guys, I've been thinking about this. I've been reading about this. I've been studying about this. I think we've been doing it wrong, and I want you to know from here on out, I want to do it differently. Will you help me? Can we move from being just enabled to being ennobled? Will you help me? What are some things? What do you think about that?
That's perfect, because you just took us down to the bottom of the pyramid. If I want you to have different beliefs, I have to give you different experiences. Mm-hmm. Experiences are what drive our beliefs. So you'd have to say, I want to do things differently. Can you help me? And every day you'd have to be reaffirming that and doing things differently and creating different experiences so that beliefs shift. And when beliefs shift, so will activities, and that's how you really get results.
Well, you can't build a sales strategy, a sales organization, a sales effort on beliefs if the other beliefs aren't part of it, right? I mean, you can't – your beliefs are not going to drive the bus. You're going to have other people involved.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And when I coach salespeople and when I help sales organizations as consultants, so often it's the beliefs of, let's say, the lone wolf salesperson who thinks that everybody in the organization doesn't know what they're doing.
Right.
And
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.